I'm back. I wasn't here on Tuesday. I've been gone for all of, what, a few days, but I'm back. I actually did listen to Tuesday's gutter that I wasn't on. And Neil... no, I wasn't going to say that, John Gibbons, who's with me, Stuart, who's with me, and Ian Salmon, who's with me. I wasn't going to say that, boys, because Neil paid rich tribute to me at the beginning. So I'll also pay rich tribute to... tribute to him. He doesn't trip over his words the way I do, it for one thing. Right, well, today we're back in action. It's a Thursday. It's not even a sunny Thursday. It's another overcast Thursday in Liverpool. And today's show is going to be a three-parter. I think this is going to be a new thing for the award-winning gutter. We're going to have parts to the show. Somehow it helps me control my wandering mind. The first part of today's show, we will look at the conversation around Liverpool's need for midfield strengthening. Not like we haven't done that before. So we can close our eyes and do that one. The second part, I actually want to revisit the issues around Sadio Mane's transfer to Munich in light of an interview he did with Christian Falk of Bild in the week. So that's something to look forward to in part two. Part three is a really heavyweight one, which I cannot wait to get stuck into. So we'll really skim through the first two. I want to look at Liverpool's vaunted recruitment in the Edwards Klopp era and talk about... Well, I want to posit a controversy. Has it been more about the player development environment under Jurgen Klopp, or is it more about the analytics and the skills of Michael Edwards' team, or a bit of both? All things are up for grabs, but we'll start with the recurring topic of the year, the window, the millennia, the Liverpool's midfield question. Mo. Hello. Let's start with the name that won't quit, Jude Bellingham. We're being tantalised by Jude because he's always next year's guy, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Bild have said that Borussia Dortmund have put a price tag on him of 120 million euros. I believe Bild have been fairly reliable contributors to the show in recent times. Thanks, guys. If they're saying this, or if they're briefing this, let it be known that they'd take 120 million euros for Bellingham. Do you think it hints at the fact that they'd rather take it, not take it sooner rather than later, but they would take it this summer if someone was bold enough?